From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, rebop, boom, spam. George Burns, Gracie Allen. On the show and his orchestra, the singing glee with a smoothie spree. Last but not least, and with Bob Heaston.
Burns and Allen night again at your house, and yours sincerely has another helpful hint for housewives. Here's a suggestion for a one-plate meal that's quick to get, economical to use, grand to eat. Serve a hot sandwich. Just open a can of Spam, S-P-A-M. Put slices of this tender, juicy meat on toast, then slice tomato, Bermuda onion, or sweet pickle. Cover with thin slices of cheese and pop into the oven until the cheese melts, and there's your one-plate meal that really makes a hit. Everybody likes the meaty, taste-tempting flavor of Spam. You'll like a hot sandwich because it's so easy to serve and does a grand job of pleasing even the huskiest appetite. Get a can or two of Spam when you shop tomorrow and surprise your family with a hot sandwich. Then try the other recipes on the label of the Spam can. You'll discover that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Gentlemen, last week, as you all remember, George Burns was taken for a ride by Huey Salas, that notorious gangster. We haven't heard from him since, and we feel the worst has happened. But the show must go on, so tonight we bring you his partner, Gracie Allen, in mourning, wearing a black dress, which was especially designed for her by Schiaparelli, and here she is!
Awful. It's simply awful. I just can't stand it.
Yes, it is.
Every time I look at this black dress, I just can't stand it.
Because George is gone?
No, last night I saw a girl wearing a dress just like it.
Well, Gracie, if you think you have troubles, I wonder what that gangster could have done to George.
Well, maybe he threw George in the river and right now he's starving to death.
If you're in a river, you drown. You don't starve to death.
The Los Angeles River?
Maybe he wasn't killed, though.
Well, if he wasn't killed, where can a guy disappear to for a whole week?
Maybe he's watching a double feature.
Well, I don't know. I did everything I could. I was out with the chief of police every night until I couldn't keep my eyes open.
You were, huh?
Oh, boy, can he dance.
Well, I'm certainly going to miss George. He was a great guy to work for.
Oh, that's right, Artie. He was good to his folks.
He never turned down a friend.
Yep, and even though he yelled once in a while, he was the salt of the earth.
He was kind, considerate, lovable.
And so generous.
Look, why don't we quit lying to each other?
Yeah, wasn't he cheap?
Now, look, I don't think it's nice of you boys to pan George before me.
That's right, that's right.
I've known him the longest, and I should pan him first. Yeah, what?
Do you remember the time he found a box of corn plaster?
Yeah, hasn't anyone out and bought a pair of tight shoes?
Gosh, remember how he used to go over to his house and he'd play the Victrola for hours?
Yeah.
He was,
until we ran out of nickels.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. He wasn't so cheap as that. For my birthday, he bought me a fur neck piece. It was real fox.
Silver?
No, terrier.
That's Pupsy, all right. Fox terrier.
Yeah, when I told my friends I was putting on the dog, I wasn't kidding.
Well, hello, everybody. Here I am. Glad to see me. Well, can't you say something?
Well, we don't know what to say.
Well, can't you say you're happy I'm back?
I mean, we don't know what to say to the insurance company. We reported you dead.
The insurance company? But I'm not dead.
Yeah, but George, you see, Gracie is the beneficiary, and we're splitting the money three ways. And now you show up alive. You're putting us in an awful spot.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. You told the insurance company that I was dead. I didn't tell them.
Well, sure. If you told them, they wouldn't believe it.
fine reception.
Say, Dora, tell me, what happened when you put on Gracie's clothes and pretended you were her Aunt Clara to fool that gangster, Huey Fallon? Did the get-up work?
Worked too well. Took me for a ride, and he drove me way out to a lonely spot. Then he parked the car, and... Well, what happened? Who's got that line? That's all
right. I just said it.
What happened? I walked home, and I've got a TL for you later.
Well, George, it doesn't take a week to walk home from a parked car.
It does when it's parked in Albuquerque.
Why didn't you try to hitchhike a ride like Claudette Colbert did, and it happened one night?
That's just what I did. I saw a car coming, and I got out in the middle of the road, and I picked up my skirts and showed my legs, and what do you think happened?
Well, with your bow legs, the car probably drove right through.
How do you like that? Couldn't hitchhike a ride, and here I've got a $3,000 car in my garage.
$2,000? Yeah, that's all Bud could get out of it.
Bud, as soon as you thought I was gone, you sold my beautiful yellow car?
Well, now, don't feel that way about it, George. Out of respect to you, before I sold it, I had it painted black.
Well, I can see that everybody around here was certainly grieving over me.
You said it, George. I was so unhappy that for two nights I forgot to wind your watch.
My watch? Gracie, you've got no right to give my things away.
Well, how did we know
that Mr. Burns, if you'll allow a sound man to add a word of humble appreciation, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for the gift of your library.
My library? Gracie, you gave him my whole library?
Yes, both books.
Well, I hope you enjoy them, Soundman.
Mr. Burns, I'm counting the hours until I can start reading them. Just think. Tom Swift and his electric flying machine and the Bodby twins at Spruce Lake.
Yeah. Well, you people may not worry about me, but I don't care. I know someone who loves me. My mother. I can see her right now standing in the window waiting for me. And do you know why she's standing there?
Well, she has to. We sold all the furniture.
Imagine dividing all my things, and here I thought I was among friends.
And now, Artie Shaw, who has just received the Song Hits Magazine Award as the Orchestra Leader of the Month, will play My Heart Stood Still. Congratulations, Arthur.
Thank you.
I don't care what plans you've all made to spend the money. Life insurance isn't payable until you're dead, and I'm not dead.
But, George, nobody will know the difference.
Those ridiculous suggestions you make. Supposing they do find my hat in the river. That won't mean anything.
Well, it will if you've got it on.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
Look, George, why do you want to live?
I want to see if little Abner gets married, that's why. I don't know what you're complaining about, Artie. With your salary, I could buy myself a new suit every day.
That's what I'm complaining about. You do.
Oh, say, we forgot to tell George the insurance adjuster will be up here any minute now. We've got to think of a plausible story to tell him.
Let me get you people straight.
Senor Burton.
Have you think...
Senor Burton.
For 1 minute that I'm going to take...
Whoopsie,
stop. Stop with that whoopsie.
We can tell...
You know, I can get mad, you know what?
We can tell the insurance man you died like my uncle from the weasels.
The weasel?
See.
It's measles. How could your uncle die from the weasel?
He was crossing the railroad track, and he didn't hear the weasel.
Well, let's see. Why don't we just tell the insurance man that George got pneumonia by sitting before an open window?
Oh, no, that wouldn't work. George is too old to be in the draft.
Look, I made one mistake last week, and oh boy, Gracie, answer that.
Hello, Stan's Meathawk, Gracie Allen speaking.
Hello, this is Huey Sullivan. Tell George Burns as soon as I get out of the county jail, I'm coming over to rub him out.
Oh, so you can't get out of the jail, huh?
No.
Oh, he can't get out.
No.
Well, tell him Aunt Clara sends for love.
Aunt Clara sends for love.
Oh, is Aunt Clara there?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Ducky, I'll be right over.
You mean he broke out?
Oh, don't look now, Ducky, but your goose is cooked. Oh.
This is awful. What do I do?
Well, look, I got an idea. When the insurance adjuster gets here, tell him that you died last week and he'll declare you legally dead.
And then nobody can kill you, not even Dewey Sowers.
Well, how do you like that? I've got to die to save my life. How can I tell the adjuster I'm dead? I'll be standing right here in front of him.
Yeah, but you won't be George Burns. You'll be George Burns' father.
My father?
Yes.
My father?
Yes.
How can I be my own father?
Well, marry you yourself and just adopt yourself.
Oh, quiet. Son, man, see who that is. That may be Huey Sowers.
In just a moment, Mr. Burns. I'm reading the life of Napoleon Bonaparte. It's only 16,000 pages. It won't take long.
See, if that gangster is outside, it won't take long. What's your idea of a short story?
The life of George Burns.
See if that's Huey Sowers.
It isn't.
Oh, good. Let him in.
Good evening. My name is Stebbins. I'm from the insurance company.
Oh, George Burns is dead.
Say, wait a minute, mister. You resemble George Burns.
Why shouldn't I? I'm George Burns' father.
Yes.
A man of your age, George Burns' father? Well, that's hard to believe.
Well, thanks.
But I guess it's possible. Maybe you got married late in life.
Oh. If I were alive, I'd tell this guy something.
I just can't get over Mr. Burns' resemblance to his son, George.
Well, after all, like father, like son. He has my blood.
I knew somebody must have had it.
Well, you see, we're exactly alike. George was a handsome lad. He got his eyes from me. And he got that cute little nose from me. And he got those pretty little ears for me.
And he got his teeth from Dr. Cowan.
He did not.
Poor George. I don't know where he went, but wherever he went, I hope he took a lot of Spam along with him.
Spam? Where George is?
Well, Artie. See, Spam doesn't need any refrigeration.
Well, cold or hot, we got it in the spot.
You see, our company has to be very careful on matters like this, but of course, if you're sure that he died...
Well, sure, we're sure. I remember how surprised we were at the time. Dying was the last thing we thought he'd do.
Well, that's life, I guess. You know what happens when your number is called?
Yeah, you holler screen up. It's a mistake, man. We
never mind. Forget the whole thing.
Well, I guess everything's all right. You'll have to forgive me for asking those questions. We have to watch out for fraud, you know.
fraud?
Yes, like trying to collect insurance under false pretenses.
Well, anyway, now that Mr. Burns is dead, what do we get?
$20,000.
Well, assuming that George is not dead, does anybody get anything?
Yes, he gets 20 years.
John and I get into more trouble than John Barrymore.
Well, there's just one more little thing before we pay out any money. We must be certain that the insured person is not living. Now, the simplest way is to view the body, and I know a corpse when I see one.
Well, this is going far enough. I'm George Burns.
The check will be in the mail in the morning.
I wonder what he means by that.
And now the smoothies, Babs, Charlie, and Little will swing out on I Got Rhythm.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? All that trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him around my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
I got the rhythm, I got the rhythm.
Never feel low down,
I got the rhythm, and I'll throw on down. I got the music, I got the music.
I'm on the street with the rhythm. It's the sunny side of the street. They can be sunny with never a sigh.
Don't need what money can buy.
Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along?
I'm different all the day.
Heavy with my love.
How do I get that way?
Look at what I've got.
I got the rhythm. I got the rhythm.
I got rhythm. I got music.
I got my gal, who could ask anything more?
I got daisies in green pastures.
I got my gal, who could ask anything more?
Home and trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door.
I got the rhythm,
rhythm.
I got the rhythm,
rhythm. I got starlight. I got sweet dreams.
I got my gal, who could ask anything more?
I got the rhythm,
rhythm. I got the rhythm,
rhythm. Who could ask for anything more?
Look, Bud, when Louis Salas comes in, I'll have to run in and get ready.
Oh, no, not now, George. I'm sorry. I've got a little message
here.
Oh, I
forgot this. Hey, for,
for a grand lamp,
oh,
just open.
Oh, hello. Gracie, pardon me for interrupting your broadcast, but I just had to drop in to tell you.
Please, girls, I'm
Gracie,
talking.
I simply had to tell you that I tried the grand suggestion you made last week.
Oh, about Stan biscuit waffles. Wasn't that good?
Oh, girls.
Perfect. Please. You should have seen the way my family went for those waffles and hot slices of fried Stan.
Oh, well, did your waffles turn out all right, nice and fluffy?
Well, do you mind
wonderful,
if I...
Gracie. Waffles made with biscuit are simply grand and so easy to make. The easy directions are right on the package. And you know, most of the waffle ingredients, expertly blended, are right in biscuit. I was delighted.
As I was saying.
Oh, that's fine. Did you like the spam?
Did we like it? Gracie, spam is all you say it
is. I told you.
My, such tender, juicy, delicious meat. And such a time saver. All ready to eat as soon as you open the spam can. All I did was pop a few slices into the frying pan for a jiffy. And believe me, Gracie, the meaty flavor of lightly browned, sizzling hot slices of Spam and those golden, delicious Bisquick waffles really made a hit.
Holla, please, would you mind if
have you tried Spam and waffles for supper, too?
Oh, please, I'm the announcer on the show. Just give me one more chance.
Oh, yes. Oh, pardon us, Bud.
Only a third of a page left. But I'm inspired, so here goes. Now, ladies, just before you close the waffle iron, dice Spam and drop on the batter. Wait till you get a whiff of the aroma of the savory, juicy meat, the rich flavor trickling through the delicious waffles. And it's so easy.
So ask for a can or two of Spam, S-P-A-M, a Hormel product, and a package of General Mills Bisquick, B-I-S-Q-U-I-C-K, when you shop tomorrow.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hit the spot.
Say, where's George?
Huey Salas will be here any minute. George is inside putting on one of your dresses.
Oh, so he'll look like Aunt Clara, huh?
Yeah. How can a smart gangster like that Huey Salas fall for that Aunt Clara stuff? George with that face that needs a shave and those hairy arms and false teeth and a cigar stuck in his mouth. Where can you find a woman that looks like that?
On the Bob Hope Show.
Salas, we got George into this mess and it's up to us to get him out of it.
Well, I've got an idea. Huey Salas wouldn't like Aunt Clara if he knew that she had a baby.
Baby? But she hasn't got a baby.
Yes, he has.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
If I'm a baby, how can I play clarinet?
Oh, put a nipple on the end of it.
Aunt Clara, Huey Salas, why must I get into this triangle?
Well, babies always get into triangles, if you know what I mean.
Okay, but my heart won't be in it.
Oh, here comes Aunt Clara.
Go ahead. Laugh. Go ahead, just laugh. Oh, boy. The things I have to do to make $1 million. What's so funny?
Well, look at you, George. You've got your bustle on in front.
So what?
Oh, when Huey sees it, he'll think you're walking out on him.
You'd be better off if I was taken for a ride and putting on the silly girdle. Gee, I can't breathe.
What girdle?
The red one that was hanging in the closet. Gee, I thought I'd never get into it.
Girdle? That was a hot water bottle.
A hot water bottle?
Yes.
There must be an easier way to get rid of that gangster.
Mr. Burns.
What does it sound like?
While in Harvard, I wrote a book on criminology. Chapter 8 of this book deals with the fear psychosis. Procedure is to look the criminal straight in the eye, and the intensity of the stare frightens him.
What happens if I look at him very intensely and he doesn't become frightened?
Then you turn to Chapter 9, the care and treatment of broken noses.
Look, Dr. IQ, with you. Oh,
that must be Huey Salas.
Now, don't forget, everybody. From now on, I'm Aunt Clara. Come in. Hello, babe. Hello, Huey.
Where's Judge Burns?
Oh, Judge Burns? He's dead. He died.
Oh, yes, he died. He's dead. Oh, boy, is he dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'd give anything if that boy were only alive.
Why, Huey?
Because I'd like to kill him again.
Oh.
What's the matter, babe?
Oh, nothing, Huey. When I see you, my blood begins to boil.
Babe, that's love.
No. Yeah, that's a hot water bottle.
Wait, babe, please.
Babe, come over here and sit down on Huey's lap.
No.
Come here.
No.
Come here.
I'm coming, Huey.
Look what I got for you, babe. Some jewelry.
For me?
Why, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Well, what is it?
A pair of brass knuckles with a diamond in it.
Brass knuckles with a diamond in it?
It belonged to my mother.
Why, Huey, how did you ever think of getting a thing like that for me?
I wanted something that would knock your eye out.
Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Huey.
Ah, you deserve nice things. Why, you're pretty hoity-toity dame,
well,
you know.
He may be hardy, but he'll never see Toity again.
She's just jealous.
Hello, Clara. You mean now you're going to be a gangster's mule?
Senor, it's not mule. You mean mob.
Mule.
No. Mule is a jackass.
You're a peacock?
Hey, you, cockroach. You can't talk that way to my dame.
You don't scare me. I can fight anybody with one hand.
Yeah?
Why don't you fight me?
You got one hand? Oh, don't mind him, Huey.
Okay, babe. Well, I never told this to a dame before. Clara, I want you to be my wife.
Your wife?
Well, why don't you answer, babe?
Well, Huey, this is so sudden.
Yes, you probably touched a warm spot in this hot water bottle.
Well, are you going to marry me?
Why, no, Huey, I can't marry you. Not that. I'm young, I'm gay, I love life, I want to live.
Babe, I'm not taking an offer an answer.
Huey, there's something that you don't know about Aunt Clara.
What?
Wait a minute. Oh, isn't it?
Google da da mama. What's that?
Well, that Aunt Clara's baby.
Well, that's something Aunt Clara didn't know either.
Uggle, gobble, gobble. Clara? Is that your baby?
Yes, Huey.
Where's the father?
Well, he got killed playing piggyback with the baby.
How?
He fell off the baby's back.
Uggle, gobble, gobble.
Huey, isn't little Artie cute? Gonna get hold him one way and he looks just like my husband.
Yeah, you hold him the other way and he looks just like you.
Yes.
Well, babe, give Uncle to Huey a little smack, huh?
Oh, what is...
He slapped me.
Oh, well, he didn't mean it, Huey.
I'm not sore. Say, anytime an infant can give Huey Salas a black eye is good enough to be my son. Clara, next week, we get married.
Married? Oh!
Gee, George fainted.
Well, will George come too? Will he have to marry Huey Salas? Will he have orange blossoms in his hair? Or will he dot his chest? Will he ever get out of this mess? Will he ever get out of the hot water bottle? Well, come to the wedding. You're all invited.
Friends, I know you will like Spam and Waffles. Just as the young lady told Gracie Allen earlier in the program how much she enjoyed Spam and Waffles, this new breakfast or supper combination is a real taste surprise. And so easy. While the waffles are browning, open a can of Spam, cut off thin slices, and fry quickly in a hot pan. Or dice Spam and drop on the batter just before you close the waffle iron. The juicy, meaty flavor of Spam adds a satisfying goodness to this appetite-appealing meal of Spam and Waffles. Try it tomorrow. Just remember to ask your food dealer for Spam, the meat of many uses. Be with us again next Monday night, same time, same station, for another George Burns and Gracie Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies. Until then, this is Bud Heaston reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. This is the National Broadcasting Company.